a quarterback's best friend is a great run game and a great defense, you know? Mm-hmm. And so the more that we are playing complementary football, and the more that you're kind of hitting on all cylinders, the less you need of one phase over the other. And listen, our style of offense has always been where the pass game is an extension of the run game. You know, and I think that we do it as good or better than anybody in that regard. But I also understand that it's hard at times to always be productive if you're put in positions where you have to do that all the time. Mm-hmm. You know? And so I think that when you've got all these things working, and when you have the ability to, like, listen, the better you're running the football, the better the pass game's going to be. And,
right.
and like you
the
said,
pressure,
the less
the less
hits you take, because man, everybody's really got to play the run. You know, typically, like I've heard always people when talking about us, they say, oh, they're playing the run on the way to the quarterback. You know
right,
what I'm saying? When they
right.
talk about defensive linemen,
pinning their ears back and getting
their ears
up
back, and they're going after the quarterback, and oh yeah, here's the run, and we'll take care of it as we see it. But if the more effective you are in the rushing game, it's common sense that obviously opens
well,
up a lot
and,
of things.
And I always took the approach that, listen, if you're winning in the trenches, that let's say it's 31. Okay, so what if they know we're running? We're going to get the first down, and I feel like at times when it was like 31, even like 32, that we got to trick people to get the first down. It's almost like I've seen sometimes. Now, it depends if you're playing Aaron Donald.
Yeah, like a great front. Yeah.
And then you might have to trick him. But if you can get to the point where you're having the sustained drives, time of possession, you're converting on third down, and we led the NFL on third down, that if you can get to the point where it's 31, so what if they know we're running, we're still going to get and not get stuffed. Then that to me, and then I think the addition of Adrian Peterson, when you look at all the times he faced eight in the box, come on, I said this on the radio, you'd be licking your chops. If you see eight in the box, you kind of dictate what kind of coverage they're playing. They got eight in the box, and then from Adrian's perspective or the running game's perspective, you have one less defender. Adrian Peterson would welcome that kind of challenge, considering that how they complement one another.
Listen, I've always felt like the sign of a great run game is being able to get first downs in situations where everybody knows that you're going to run, right?
Right.
And so when you're able to do that, it opens up so many opportunities in other places, because to your point, you don't feel like you have to trick people. You don't feel like you have to go the lower percentage route just because you're in a situation where, well, everybody knows we're going to run and we're not going to be able to convert.
Right.
You know? So we're going to the lower percentage route of we have to throw in this situation where, man, if you can hand that ball off and just plug it up in there and know that you're going to get the first down the majority of the time, well, listen, that you talk about third down percentage. I mean, your third down percentage goes through the roof. You know, that's typically the difference between a really good third down team and one that's is short yardage situations, and then the ability to convert some of those third and longs that maybe somebody.
And Drew, talking about that running game, and you've had this at Reggie Bush, Darren Sproles, and now Kamara, that even though it is a pass, isn't it like a long handoff where it's like pitch and catch as far as a simple route? And even though, they still pass it, but that passing play is almost like a running play, considering the percentages of completing and having success.
Yeah, we call it get them the ball in space. You know, so how can you get some of these guys that are just dynamic players? You know, like the Sproleses that we've had here, and a guy like Kamara. It's how do you get this guy the ball in space where he can use his speed and athleticism, especially in a one-on-one matchup situation where, even though it was zone coverage, you know, instead of handing the ball off where, man, he's got to get through. He's got to get through four defensive linemen before he gets to the next level. You're spitting the ball out to him in a situation where now he's maybe just downhill one-on-one with a linebacker. Well, you like that matchup with a guy like that. So get the ball to him in space, and that was a very high percentage throw, that little throw to the flat or that little bubble or whatever it might have been, that little screen pass. And now you're in a situation where a five-yard gain could turn into something much,
right,
much bigger.
Right, yards after the catch. Yeah, I know this is so important. I had this with Dalton Hilliard. And I know you had this with Bush and then with Sproles, and hopefully that'll be with Kamara, is that they have to be on the same wavelength. It's not just go run a route. You run a route according to the coverage. Are they playing like inside technique man, according where the leverage is, or whether it's zone to sit in the zone?
Yeah.
And it's not just going, okay, I'm running five and out. No, the coverage dictate and be on the same page as the quarterback.
Well, watch the teams that are the really high efficiency, you know, passing offenses in this league. You know, look at the New England Patriots. You can sit there and watch the film, and I'm telling you, the same concept will show up about five or six times in a game, but it'll look a little bit different each time because the coverage was different, and therefore the route was run a little bit different based upon the coverage. A lot of the things that they do that we also incorporate in our offense is what you'd call option routes, you know, where, hey, your receiver runs that certain depth, and then according to Coven, he has the coverage, he has the option to, you know, break it in, break it out, hook it up.
Yep.
And that's where the time on task, the practice, the chemistry and timing is built, where I'm seeing what you're seeing, and I can anticipate that throw.
And the defense can't be right.
Well, they can't be right. Exactly right. Hey, they play inside this time. Okay, well, we're going to break out, or vice versa. So, yeah, that's when you know you're really cooking.
Visiting with Drew Brees here. We're on location. Drew Day on the North Shore at Jimmy John's in Covington, 1111 Greengate Drive. In about 5 minutes, Drew's going to go and start taking some selfies with members of the Who Dat Nation that are in line here. Come on out now. The first 1,000 get an autographed Jimmy John's menu. Not going to sign any memorabilia. We've got that for you, but you can take a selfie with Drew. And Drew, speaking of that class of 06, yourself, Scott Fujita, you come on by a different way than the draft class. And when you think about it, we talked to Zach right for the draft. And I mean, to be double digit years, a 7th round draft pick, and what you got out of Marcus, that class, you, Scott Fujita, was kind of the foundation. Do you feel these last few drafts and what you brought in that you're closer to having a foundation like that with this roster, maybe more so than you've had since that point when you made that great run? Not just six, but six. I mean, 9, 10, 11. Every year this team just made a run.
Yeah. I mean, I know they've done polls on, hey, the best drafts of all time and this
right,
and that.
Right.
I mean, if you're talking about just sheer productivity, number of starts, you know, time in the league, especially with one team, that 06 draft – would be tough to beat by anybody. Mm-hmm. Look at the career that
the contribution.
Listen, Reggie Bush had a 10-plus year career.
That's right.
Roman Harper, right? That was our second-round pick. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know you got Jari in the middle of that
He's
class.
Still in the league?
Yeah. You got Ninkovich in the middle of that class,
right?
Mm-hmm. You got obviously Colston,
Zach.
So bottom line is 10-plus year guys. I mean, it's crazy.